Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. The Kansas City Chiefs will open defense of their Super Bowl championship by hosting Houston on September 10th in the NFL's annual kickoff game, pending developments in the coronavirus pandemic, of course. The NFL released its upcoming season's schedule yesterday. Another highlight of the opening weekend will have Tom Brady's debut with Tampa Bay against Drew Brees at New Orleans on September 13th, the first matchup of 40-plus quarterbacks in NFL history. The new schedule, not to mention off-season activities and the preseason, is considered tentative given the current prohibition on large gatherings. In other NFL news, the Patriots have signed four members of their 2020 draft class, linebackers Josh Uche and Cash Maluia, offensive lineman Justin Heron, and kicker and Clifton Park native Justin Rohrwasser have all agreed to terms on rookie contracts. The Patriots entered last month's draft with 12 picks and after making several trades over 3 days, wound up selecting 10 players. In NBA news, the Bucks say Giannis Antetokounmpo's social media accounts were hacked yesterday. More than a dozen tweets popped up in Antetokounmpo's feed in the span of about 5 minutes, including messages with racial slurs, profane attacks on other players, and a claim that Antetokounmpo had the coronavirus. In college sports news, the chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee has sent a letter to NCAA leaders, conferences, and schools requesting details about how college athletes can be compensated for their names, images, and likenesses. Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi sent 20 questions to each Power Five conference, dozens of colleges and universities, and committees at each of the NCAA's three divisions. The letter comes a day after Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker urged the association to take further action on the matter. Lastly, IndyCar has gotten the green flag to finally start its season in Texas. The race will be run June 6th without spectators at Texas Motor Speedway. I'm Jesse King.